The topic of the shiur, as you know, is the nature of mechila b'kivud aveim. The shiur, of course, is the nishma of my mother, Avraham Shalom, Yudis Beis Elbas, Rav Yezik. We all know there's a concept of mechila b'kivud aveim. Most of us don't stand up for our parents when they come into the room. Even though the Gemara says you're supposed to stand up when your father comes into the room. So how come we don't stand up? It's because of mechila. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Kedushin Abba Beza with Alice, Amr of Yitzchak Kvar Shila, Amr of Masim, the first source in the sheet, Amr of Chista, Ha'av Shemochel Kvod Kvod Mochel, a father, a parent, can be mochel on their cover. So Yesh Lachkor, how does this mechila work? Because there's a mitzvah to be mechavid your parents, it's a mitzvah to provide for their needs, and the father says, I'm mochel zayin, how is that machia the mitzvah? So one understanding is that the chiyuv kivod that a son owes to his father or to his mother is essentially a chiyuv to that individual, and that individual is able to be mochel. Just like if I owe you $100, you can say I'm mochel b'chol. So too, if it's a chiyuv kivod, you can be mochel the chiyuv. And this could be understood from the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara then continues in Kedushin, the next line in the sheet. Harav shemochel kvod kvod ein kvod mochel. The first opinion in the Gemara is that a Rebbe can't be mochel on his kavod. The Rebbe says, "Don't stand for me." He still has to stand up when he walks in the room. And the Gemara says, "Why is that?" Rav Yosef Amar afilo harav shemochel kvod kvod mochel. So from a chokas here between Rav Chista and Rav Yosef, harav shemochel kvod kvod mochel. What's the source of the debate? The Gemara explains, "Shenemar v'Hashem holich lifneim yomam." Right, Hashem holich lifneim yomam. Amar Rava, Haki Hashem, Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Alma Dileihu, Torah Dileihu, Machil Le Yikre, Hakas Torah Dileihu. Right, the Gemara says, well, maybe you can be mochel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can be mochel on his kavod because it's his, but the Torah isn't his. So the Rav can't be mochel on the Torah because it's kavod Torah. It's not kavod Harav, and therefore the Rav has no ability to be mochel on the kavod. Hadam Amar Rava. In Torah Dileihi, Dechsev, Torah So Yageh, Yomam V'Layla. So the debate here between Rav Chista and Rav Yosef is whether or not a Rav, he mochel on his kavod, L'chora is a function of how you understand the chiyuv to stand up for a Rebbe. Is it that you have a chiyuv to stand up for the kavod of Torah? And therefore the Rav can't be mochel on the kavod of Torah. It's not his kavod, it's kavod of Torah. Or you say, no, it's kavod Dileihi. Why is the Rav a Rav? Because he sat and he learned and he was Omel and Yageya. So if that's the case, it's Torah Dileihu, as Rava says, and Rav Shemachal Kavod or Kavod Mochel. So, from the continuation of the Gemara that discusses the concept of Kavod, Mechilas Kavod by Rav, the impression you get is that if it's your Kavod, you can be Mochel. So the Rav, Torah Dileihu, he can be Mochel. So, the Pashtus, the reason the father can be Mochel on his Kavod is because it's reserved to him, right? The Kavod is reserved to the father. And the father, therefore, has the ability to be Mochel. Just like if I owe you $100, you can say I'm Mochel. So, too, if I owe Kavod to my parents, and the parent can say I'm Mochel. And this is indeed what the Shiltus writes explicitly in Parshas Kedoshim, Shiltus Kufalas, the next source. Baram Tech, Lenemar, Abba de Mochel al Yikre, a father who's Mochel on his Kavod, Legabi Brei, to his son. Havi Mechila, it works. It's the father's covet. The father's owed the covet, and the father can be mochel zayin the covet. That's the first understanding. Again, the continuation of the Gemara in Kedushin discussing harav shemachal kavodo definitely says that something is owed to you, you can be mochel. So, Pashas, what's being said is that the father also is owed the covet, and the father can be mochel the covet. But there is a different interpretation to understanding this halacha of harav shemachal kavodo kavodo mochel. And that is, it's not that the father is owed the kavod and never can be mochel. Rather, when you listen to your father and don't get up for him, so that itself is a kiyum of kivud aveim. Ritzono zeo kvodo. This is found in the Yerushalmi in Kedushin, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, the next source, which brings a fascinating story. Ima shel Rabbi Yishmael bought the amra v'kabla olav l'rabbeinu. The mother of Yishmael came and complained to the rabbis that my son isn't honoring me properly. Amra guru b'Yishmael v'ni, give my son mussar. She'enu noeg bi kavod. He's not respecting me appropriately. The rabbis were, a bit surprised. Amrin efshar l'Yishmael noeg kavod Avosav, is it possible that the Yishmael isn't honoring his parents appropriately? Amrullah, now Avilah, what's he doing to you? Amra kanatik beis vada, when he leaves the beis medrash, boy mashkuzah rigluim machshati behen. I want to wash his feet, his mother says. I want to wash Yishmael's feet and drink the water. Below shavigli, he doesn't let me. He's not honoring me properly. I want to wash his feet to show my respect to him and then drink the water, which is a bit surprising. And he won't let me. Amrin hoil v'shihi hurutzona hu kibuda. He told Yishmael, you should let your mother wash your feet because that's what her will is. Ritzona zeo kibuda. So according to this understanding, the reason Avshar Machal Kavod Machal isn't because the father is owed the Kavod and therefore the father can be Mochal Zayin in the Kavod. It's that no, when you listen to the father, he says, don't stand up for me. That itself is a key of Kivud Aveirin. You're listening to your father, you're respecting your father's will, and that itself is Kivud Aveirin. So here's a Chakira here, let's write it on the board. For clarity, why is Avshar Machal Al Kavodo Kodamachal? Is it that it covered is it covered to his covered, it's owed to him, so he can be mochel? Or Ritsono Zeo Kibudo? Is it actually a fulfillment of Kibud Aveirin? That's the Chakira I'd like to analyze. It's possible this is Gufa Machlokas between the Bava and the Yerushalmi. Again, from the Yerushalmi, it's pretty explicit that listening to your mother and letting her wash your feet is a key of Kibud Aveirin, Ritzono Zeo Kibudo. From the Bavli, as indicated from the continuation by Rav Shemachal Kvodo, it sounds like the Kavod is owed to you, right? Kavod is owed, therefore it's Nitan L'Mechila. So if that's true for Rav Shemachal Kvodo as well, what emerges is the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi as to why Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal. Is it that Ritzono Zeo Kibudo, that you're actually fulfilling Kibud Aveirin by listening, by not being Mechabed? Or no, it's their Kavod, and they can be Mochel Zayin on their Kavod. Now, I should mention that the Riyah Zakein, the first Riyah Zakein in Kedushin Amud Aleph on Beis, brings the Yerushalmi's interpretation into the Bavli. The Bavli there is talking about a situation that you're obligated to stand up for a Rebbe or a Zakein, right? The Hadarta from the Zakein. And the Yerushalmi there tells us that the Bavli rather tells us the Bavli is talking about again similar case to the Yerushalmi that Rav Yaakov bar Avua didn't want his parents to do things for him, and his mother out of her love wanted to constantly be mechabit her son who was Talmud Chacham. And the Bavli says you're allowed to listen, you're allowed to accept from her. And the Tosafot Yerushalmi there says, "Hoil b'kibudona." Source number four, "Hoil b'kibudona b'kach b'sona zeo kibuda." So the Tosafot Yerushalmi brings the line from the Yerushalmi into the Bavli, which would again make it less obvious from the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. But certainly, there's two different understandings here as to why one can be mochel on the kavod. Is it that it's their kavod nisan l'mechila, or that it's b'sona zeo kibuda? Yeah.
Number one, we're starting out with an outside. There's a kibud aveirin issue.
Right.
What if Reuven wants to mechabit in Shimon? And Shimon says, it's not forbidden. Right. I don't need this. There's no nafarecha kavocha, maybe, or, So I think there's an opportunity. Number two, a kohen. A kohen did earn this as a scribe. You're trying to indicate that the Torah is achieved through the learning. Kohen.
Right, maybe a kohen can't be mochel on his kavod.
Right.
Certainly, certain types of kavod are more inherent. The kavod of a melech isn't nitan l'mechila because it's kavod of the tzibur. Kavod of kohen is just he was just born with it. But the parents, work very hard to take care of their kids, and therefore maybe the kavod is owed to them. As a sense of hakadosh atot. We'll get that a little later. And, so I want to discuss the nafkamina to this question. The first nafkamina is the question of chazara. The father is mochel. He says, don't stand up for me. It's okay, I'm mochel. Then the next day he changes his mind. Is it obvious that he can change his mind? Maybe not. The Maram Shik discusses this issue in Yoredeya, Simon Reishis Ches, source number 5. Asher Badak Lon Ma'alosa Neir Yair, the question which you raised, mitzvah kibur avos, shemachul livneim, situation where you have a mitzvah of kibur avos, but they were mochel. Iyacholim machzor olo. Can the parents, retract the mechila? Yesterday I was mochel, but today I'm not. So the Maram Shikha concludes that a parent can be chozer bo, and he can request the kavod. The einach mechila ki'im al derech hareini ki'ilu yishkabalti, v'zeru ritzono. Right, he says, the mechila here is midin zeru ritzono, like the Yerushalmi. V'im kein, einach yachol limchol tzal al davar shelo bala olam. Today can mochel. Tomorrow, I'm not mochel for tomorrow. Tomorrow's, it's another day, and the mechila doesn't work. V'rak called mancha, einam chozerin, he mechila chadasha. Right, if I don't explicitly retract my mechila, so I assume the mechila continues. Well, pshitali dicholim lachzer who pashas l'fi anu yisaiti. The Maharam Shikha says pashas that the parents, after having eaten mochel, can then go back and say, you know, from now on, I want you to mechavin me. They think it's pashas. So according to the understanding, the Rishonim says kibudot. It is obvious. That's what he says, right? If you look at the lashon, he says v'zehu Rishonim, right? So this is today the Rishonim says you shouldn't stand. Tomorrow the Rishonim says you should stand. But if it's kavod didei, the kavod is owed to him. It could be, it's not mukhrach, but it could be that if he's owed the kavod, so he was mochel, so if you owe $100 and you say, a mochel dine, so it's over, you can't change your mind later. Now you might argue and say, no, it's a new mitzvah every day, it's a mitzvah since chadesh, it's very possible that even according to this side, chazor would work, but it's less obvious. And according to this understanding, it's pasher, as Maharam Shai said, the chazara, the mechila, works. The first afmina here, chazara, kenidi choser, so according to the Rishonim, the kibur is obvious. And according to this, it's possible, but it's not as obvious. Another nafkamina. Does the son fulfill the mitzvah of kivah ve'eim after the mechila? The father says, don't stand. And he says, I want to stand anyway. Avo pichein. I want to mechavid my parents. So is there a kivah mitzvah, or is the son just, you know, standing up, he's doing, you know, calisthenics? It's not a mitzvah of kivah ve'eim. So the Radbaz in Shuva, Chelek Aleph Simon Tav Kuf Dalet, verse number 6, was asked this question. Sha'al Sami Meni, you asked me, Odiyach Adati, I should tell you my opinion, Father Kaimelan, Avsha Machal Kvod the Kavod HaMochal, that which we assume to be the halacha, that the father can be mochal the Kavod. Im Nifter Aben Mitzvah Kibad Es Avicha Vesimecha, the Gamre, Vim Mechabit Oso Havi Ki Mechabit Inish Alma, Olo, if the father, the son then stands up for his father after he said, don't stand up for me, is it like he's just standing up, he's, you know, kind of halfway kamocha, but nothing more than that? Or, no, maybe there's a kiyum mitzvah of kibud avim even after the mechila. This is the question that the Radbaz was asked. And the Radbaz responds, tshuva, nifter avim min ha'onesh. The son, if he doesn't stand up, he's pater, im lo kibud, aval akapi mitzvah ikah. If he stands up, he still gets the mitzvah, says the Radbaz. V'cheinu iti v'shem Rabbeinu Meir Halevi v'perik eil mitzvah. So the source for his tshuva that there's still a fulfillment of the mitzvah of kibud avim after the mechila is a Rav Meir found in the Tosfos Rosh in Eilu Metzias. It's the next source of sheet. And the truth is, it's really 2 days over there. The Gemara in Rav Meir, the Rambam Beis Aleph, is discussing whether or not kibud avim is dochen iser. Your father tells you it's the mechal Shabbos. So you know the famous drasha, ish aviv imo tirao v'shav sota dishmoro. You're not supposed to be mechal Shabbos if your parent tells you to mechal Shabbos. Do any yes. So the Tosfos Rosh wants to know, what would the havamina? Why would I think that you should mechaved your parents at the expense of violating an iser? After all, kibud avim is a very weak mitzvah. On one hand, it's very strong. It's in the sense of zebra, right? The shishva kvoda l'fodam acham. Same time, it's very weak, because as soon as the father says, I'm not interested, I'm mochal zayin, it's gone, right? So, what was that? If it's such a weak mitzvah on some level, what's the havamina should be dochen iser? Just like the Gemara says in Ksuvis that there's a mitzvah for the ma'anes to marry the anusa. And the Gemara says that the anusa is a chayve lavin, she's an amzeres, so you can't say iser dochen losa say. Why? Because you can evaz all the mitzvah of losi el isha, of marrying the anusa, can be easily overturned if the woman says she's not interested. The whole point of marrying the anusa is to help her, she's not interested, so there's no chiyah. So that's what the Tosfos Rosh is discussing. So if you look here, the third line in source number 7, Tiras Avinu Meir, the Lord Dami, the Hasam over there in Ksuvis by Anusa, Ki Amro, but even if the woman says, I'm not interested in marrying this guy, Lei Sei Lei Sei Ka, then there's no mitzvah Lo Siyed Leisha. L'gabe Hanan. Aval Halcha Ki Amar Ha'af Hashta Lo Ba'ina, the father says, I'm not interested in the cover. The mitzvah can still be fulfilled in other ways. The father says, don't stand, so I'll bring him a glass of water, I'll do something else. The efter she is kaim tadir b'shadvayim, the mitzvah is still around in other applications. That's the first answer. V'o, says the Rabbeinu Meir, Afilu ki omer lobaina, even if I say lobaina, shayach esay to mikol makom mitzvu sheyechavdu b'chol davar, afilu omer ha'av lobaina. The second day of the Rabbeinu Meir, which the Rabbaz quotes, is that even after Mechila, there's still a mitzvah of Kibra Avim. The father says, don't stand. The son stands, he still fulfills the mitzvah of Kibra Avim. Now, obviously, if the father is upset about it, the father is like, I don't want you to stand. And he does anyway, the father says, there wouldn't be. But if the father just doesn't want to matriach the son, he's like, you know, I don't want to matriach you. Like today, no matter what his parents aren't matriach, the parents should stand. They don't want to matriach. So then there's a Kiyum mitzvah according to the second day of the Rabbeinu Meir. So here we have 2 days in Post Rosh, 2 days in Rabbeinu Meir. It's whether or not after Mechila there's a Kiyum mitzvah. So, I'll write it on the sheet over here. Is there a Kiyum mitzvah after Mechila? It could be totally on this Chakira. Namely, if you assume that the reason after Machel Kvodo Machel because the Sono De Kibudo, because you're fulfilling his ratzon, so his ratzon is to be matriach. But lemaisa, there's still a kiyum lachara, potentially of kibud av ein. Whereas if you say that he's local, he's oker the mitzvah, it's his kav, but he's oker the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, so there's no kiyum to talk about.
He's only oker the kiyum, not oker the kiyum.
So that's the question. Remember to raise this question: is he oker the whole kiyum, the gamre, the whole kiyum, or is he only oker the kiyum? If you can make the comparison to money, which might be an incorrect comparison, but if a person is owed $100, and I say I'm mochel time, and then you pay him the money, that payment is not a kiyum of priyat chol. There's no chol, the chol is gone.
Like
what do you mean by tzedakah?
I know that somebody needs money. And he says, yeah, you don't have to give me tzedakah, I'll get it somewhere else. And I give it to him anyway, I'm not okay, tzedakah.
Well, there's no chiyuv there for tzedakah. The chiyuv is the chiyuv.
The person has matzor, kedei matzor.
Okay, I hear that. You want to say maybe he's only oker the actual chiyuv, but the chiyuv still exists potentially. So maybe it's not mukach, but it could be called the other chiyuv. Another nafka mina. Is it appropriate for a father to be mochel the chiyuv of kibud av ein? So the Gemara doesn't tell us. The Gemara just tells us that if he's mochel, it's chal. It doesn't say if it's appropriate or inappropriate to do so. The Rambam, interestingly, in source number 8 here, Hilchos Perek Vav, Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Ches, tells us this is the appropriate thing to do. It's also for a parent to demand respect. We don't want the parent to ask for so much kavod, the father, the son won't be able to fulfill it, he'll be nichshol in avera. So the Rambam says it's appropriate to be mochel on the mitzvah of kibud av ein. The Parshim wonder where the Rambam got this from. And the Kesef Mishnah, it's on the sheet, but the Kesef Mishnah writes, Divrei Rabbeinu Ru'im Elu Eilav, they're appropriate for the Rambam to say such a thing. The Nilman Me'adin Shekosta V'samuch Shamakeh B'no Godol Me'adin Ozu. The Gemara tells us that if you hit your son who's a Godol, so you should we put a Cheirim, it's a police in Iver. Why? Because the kid might hit back. So you see that it's not good to be Mechayir with children, and this is very difficult to withstand. So if you're constantly asking your son to do all these things for you, he might not be able to, you know, live up to the Chiyuv. So just like by Hakar, you don't have to hit your son, so you shouldn't ask your son to do, you know, many things. That's what the Kesef Mishnah. But I'm not sure how obvious this is. Namely, if the father is mochel the kavod, so he's mafia his son from a mitzvah, right? Is it an appropriate thing? Is it mafia? We have many sugyas, you know, the one says you shouldn't go to leave to chutz laretz. The Rosh Hashanah says, why shouldn't you go to chutz laretz? You mafia yourself a mitzvah. You know, the Yerushalmi says in challah, that you shouldn't try to make a small batter of challah because you want to mafkia yourself from mitzvahs. It's any not to mafkia yourself from mitzvahs in general. So the father who tells the son, I'm mochel, you know, I'm mochel, kavod av ein, do whatever you want, treat me like anybody, a regular person, you're essentially to mafkia your son from mitzvahs. So maybe it's not so appropriate to do that. In fact, the Gemara in Kedushin and the Chacham Gimel speaking about the mitzvah of standing up for a zaken for a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara tells us that Yachol Yasim Einav Mikami Dilmate Zman Chiyuva. Maybe you should like put your head into a sefer when you're on the bus, and then you won't notice the old man who walks on the bus. So the Gemara says, no, the Yeretim Elokecha, right? You have to, Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows what your thoughts are, so you shouldn't mafkir yourself in the chiyuv, even if you're not going to notice him. And Rashi says, Yesh lecha yira min ha-yotzer, she-yada machshavasecha, she-ata mevakesh tachpulos lipatim ha-mitzvot. So the Sukkah is speaking, Mikra Adin, if you stick your head into the Gemara on the bus and don't notice old man, so you're potter. If you don't notice him, you have no chiyuv to stand up for him. But it's inappropriate to do such a thing because you're mafkir yourself for the mitzvah. You should seize opportunity to stand up for an old person, for a long chasam, the potential. And potentially for a parent as well. So, again, it's not the mukrak, but it could be totally on this chakir. Namely, if you assume that the chiyuv, or the concept of afshe machol kvod machol is based on the idea that it's kavod yitru, it's his kavod, so he has the right to be mochel the kavod. So then, again, if you're assuming that it's a total hafka, which, again, you might argue on, if it's a total hafka, so then you might say, if it's a total hafka, maybe it's inappropriate, right, to be mochel, because you're essentially being one of your son from a mitzvah. Whereas, if you say it's a son of Dekibudo, so the kid has a mitzvah either way, because when the kid doesn't listen, doesn't get up for you, he's a kind of mitzvah, and therefore there's nothing wrong with being mochel on the kavod, because when you're mochel, the son is in a kind of mitzvah, it's just the same. So I'll write down over here on the board, this nafkamina, ha'im ro'i limcho, right? Ha'im ro'i limcho. So if you hold the son of Dekibudah, that there's a kiyum mitzvah, so certainly you're allowed to be mocha. Whereas, if you assume that the reason Av Shemachal Kvodah Kvodah Mochal is because he's actually mafkir the kiyum and the kiyum, then maybe it would be inappropriate. Potentially, it's very similar to the previous afkamina, inappropriate because you're asking your son for a mitzvah. Now, just because you're asking him for the mitzvah, the sources I quoted before are indicated that you're asking yourself for a mitzvah. You can't make your batter very small and you can't, try to rid yourself of a mitzvah. Here, you're ridding something else from a mitzvah. But that will be chayin. I think there's a room to say that it's inappropriate. It hit Brisker Rav when he was on his deathbed. He told his children to mechaber him. He said, "Bring me a glass of water." He said, "You should chaper in the midst of kiyum ein." It's a very brisker thing to say. Something a little hard to relate to. But if you have that attitude, this is an amazing opportunity. So you don't want to scare your children from the mitzvah. You want them to have the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah. Yeah.
But the Rebbe is saying could be even if being mochel completely uproots the kiyum and the kiyum.
Yes.
When you're dealing with
chashash,
you might be over an
ifter,
maybe it is.
So maybe it's worth it. It's just that the chashash, the child won't fulfill the mitzvah properly, it's so great, so that trumps it. Right here. Okay. Another nafkamina. It actually touches on something I spoke about last year. The question of whether or not kibud av aim is a mitzvah in adam l'makom, adam l'chaveru. We know there are two general areas of halacha, mitzvahs in adam l'makom, mitzvahs in adam l'chaveru. So where does kibud av aim fit in this scheme? So as I mentioned last year, it's really a machlokas harishonim. The Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos in Peya that the first Mishnah there that says kibud av aim is adam l'chaveru, which is intuitive. Right? Yerushalmi says kriya chov. Your parents got up for you when you were a kid, change your diaper. So you have a chiv now to bring them tea. So kriya chov, adam l'chaveru. There's a famous Ramban al Atara that describes how the first five of the Sefer Dibros are adam l'makom and the second five adam l'chaveru. And if you notice, the fifth of the commandment is kibud av aim. So the Ramban says it's not a problem. Kibud av aim is also a mitzvah anum l'makom. Why? Because the reason you have to honor your parents is because they are shutzim with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in your creation. You don't honor them because they, took care of you when you were a kid. You honor them because honoring them is honoring the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah adam l'makom. This is the mitzvah that you're shown him. The nafkamina is the halacha in terms of tshuva, mitzvah anum l'makom. Yom Kippur is mechaper, Adam l'chaveru, you need to ask ritzu, you have to ask forgiveness, etc. Mishnah Chinuch deals with it. But I think it could be telling the chakira as well. Namely, if I drop you on the board, is it Adam l'makom or Adam l'chaveru? If the concept of Av Shemachal Kod Makal is based on the idea of Ritzono Zeo Kibudo, well, let's start the other way. If the concept of Asher Machal Kvod HaKvod HaMachal is Kavod Ditu, so you owe the Kavod to your parents, and he's Mochel. So that certainly implies that the mitzvah Adam L'Chaveru, right? This is L'Chaveru. because he's a kavod ditu, he's owed the kavod, and you came mochel the kavod. Whereas if you assume that the reason Amshem Mochel kavod mochel is only because the son of Zeki Buddha, you're always in the kind of mitzvah, so then it's not clear if it's a mitzvah on Mochel or on Mochel, go both ways. Right? It's a one way nafmina, i.e., if the reason the father came mochel is because it's his kavod, that means it's Adam lechavera. It's his kavod, he came mochel. Whereas if it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, maybe Avraham Mochel kavod kavod mochel because the son of Zeki Buddha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, but this itself is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of kivod Ave. Another nafkamina. Does the concept of mechila work for the mitzvah of mora? We know there's two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of kivud aveim and the mitzvah of mora aveim. Kivud requires one to, you know, help the parents to get dressed and help the parents, you know, eat if they need that or dance. Then there's mora. Mora is you shouldn't sit in their makom and you shouldn't, you know, be so tzedivrayim, etc. So does mechila work on the mitzvah of mora aveim? So this is the Machalkas HaRishon. If you look at the source number 10, the Sefer Chinuch, the mitzvah of Reshit Beit, discusses the mitzvah of Yiras Av Eim, and he writes, V'noheges b'chol makom, v'chol zman, v'zacharim v'nekeva, v'over aleha v'hekel v'yirasam b'tel mitzvah esek. If you're mekel and yira, you're mevatel mitzvah. Elim kin asa b'dei midas av v'mechilata, unless they were mochel, v'av shem mochel kvodah kvodah mochel. So the Chinuch writes that just like mechila works by the mitzvah of Kivud Av Eim, so too mechila works by the mitzvah of Mora Ave. But the Minchas Chinuch there on the spot points that others argue is Vai Mashkatav Av Machabe, source number 11, Shav Shamachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machal Ayin Aran Kedushin, the Afti Yachal Limchal Al Kach, Al Saru Vizyono Lomahani Mechila. There's no Mechila on Sarim Zayin. The footnote in the fancy edition of Minchas Chinuch says it's not in the Ran, but it is in the Rivash. The Rivash quotes Bishem Ravid, that one cannot be mochel on Bizayim. So I actually have a friend whose father asked him to call him by his first name. I'm not sure why, but and he did. According to Rivash, that's inappropriate, because calling your parent by your first name is a bittul of Yira. And the Rivash holds, the B'Shem Ravid, that there's no mechila by Yira. According to the Chinuch, it's mutter, but according to the Rivash, it would be Asr. Asr saying mochel.
Could there be bittul of Yira at Sarim Bizayim?
Yeah, you can be mechalik. You can be mechalik. You can say what
the Rivash. You're not supposed to say, you know, Abba, you're right. That's
not a design. Okay, you can be mechalik. You can say that not every bittul yira is necessarily a design. Even sitting in the street, maybe it's not a design. But certainly, their society and even our society, some things are certainly a design. You know.
No, it could be the same. You know, didn't mean talk about those.
You're saying maybe the Zivah Chinuch was only mochel on... No, but he says, by the din of Yira, certainly in some cases of Bittul Yira is a B'Zayim.
Yes, but maybe he was talking about cases where it's not another...
The Minchas Chinuch, I think, understood that the Chinuch argues. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Ran as arguing on the Sefer Chinuch. And the Ran says, Al-Fara v'al-Bizuna l'mahani. Right? So I think the Minchas Chinuch at least understood that there's a machlokas here. You want to limit the chinuch. The chinuch never meant it. He only meant mechila on very low grade yira, not on, you know, yira that has a bezayin associated with it. You could say that, but I think it's at least it's possible. The machlokas are shown in if mechila works on mora on the bittul of mora aveim in all cases. So if that's the case, it is indeed a machlokas are shown in about this issue. You can be tolerated on the chakira, potentially. Again, it's not mukhraf, but potentially you can tell the chakira. Namely, if you say that Ritzono Zei Kibudo, that's a simple kavod, that whatever your father wants, that's his kavod. But it could be the Torah's makbid that you shouldn't, you know, call your father by his first name. You shouldn't, you know, deal with him in a way that's going to cause him tsar or bezayim. So l'chora, you would say it's usher to be misfayer revadze your father. There's no mechila on moro. Whereas if you say that the Torah gave the father kavod as his right, and he's the bialim on that kavod, and as a bialim he's able to be mochel, so maybe the Torah gave mora also as a bialim, the father has bialim and mora as well. Potentially, it's not mochel. Potentially, the father is the bialim on the mitzvah of mora, And a bar mitzvah can be mochel, just like you can mochel a chol, just like you mochel a mitzvah kibbutz. You can also be mochel the mitzvah of moros. Right here, it's covered too. He's the bialim on the mitzvah, and therefore he's able to be mochel. And there's also a machlokas, believe it or not, if there's mechila on the isser of hakka and follow. We know in addition to the mitzvah of kibbutz and moros, there's also a isser of hakka, isser to hit your parents, and isser to mekala, special isser. And there's a machlokas, it seems to be a machlokas if there's mechila on the isser of hakka and klala. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Pedalin on Bay, source number 13, quotes a interesting question whether or not a son can be a doctor to perform an operation on his parents. The Barilahu, says the Gemara, Pedalin on Bay, Mahu, Ben Mahu Shayaki Zam Abi. Can a son, you know, bloodlet his father? Taking blood out of the father is isser Misa. So the question of the Gemara is whether or not the son can be, serve as a surgeon to perform this procedure on his father. Ramas Amar, Rahadeh Kamofa, he says, Mutter, Ravtimi Bachinan Amar, Makad Makal Behema. So the Gemara is a Hamid, it's Aser. The Gemara says, no, I have a pasuk that tells you that it's Mutter. So many of the Achronim assume that from this Gemara it's Mucha, the Mechila doesn't work on Hakka. Because the Mechila works, it's Pashat Eri Mutter. The fact that the Gemara has to come on to a pasuk to tell me that it's Mutter. Is for the son to be a surgeon to perform an operation on his father proves the mechila doesn't work. That's what many achronim assume. And indeed, the Shilta writes this way as well. In source number 14, Shilta Samech, Chiyaminu Asher Machol Kvodo Machol Hani Mili Kvodo Aval Hakasa V'Kalasa Lo. There's no kibud by Hakka. There's no mechila by Hakka. There's no mechila by Klal. But the Minchas Chinuch argues with this. In this number, Memchet, verse number 15, right, so need to say Timira. The Zeshachiva Torah Vaka, that which the Torah gave a special Isser to hit your father, Hainu Dafka Belo Rishus, that's only if they don't permit it. Avalim Avi V'Imo Omen Mosh Yakeim, or Yakalim, the parents say, Amochel, Ein Over Velav Hazeh, there's no Isser. There's no chiyuv malchus, no chiyuv misa. Hit your parents if their parent allows you to do so. So of course he runs into problems with the Gemara Sanhedrin. Why is the Gemara have a whole question about, you know, a son performing surgery on his father? If the chila works, it's partial this mutter. So the Minchas Chinuch should respond to Mad Mavur B'chan B'shas Divayelam Linin Nahaki Zdam Haynu Shalom B'Rotan Aviv. He has maybe the Gemara Shemesh Kimta. He says that the Gemara is talking about a situation where the parent didn't give the son rishus to do the operation. The parents doesn't want the operation, but the son wants to save his parents' life and do the operation apal pichin. So there's no mechila in this case. The parents doesn't want the operation. So the Gemara says still it's mutter because you're doing it to save the parents' life. So it's a very mechodesh understanding of the Gemara. But lechora again potentially just like the previous afmina, you could be told in the chakira. Namely, you could say that if Ha'asher machal kvodo, kvodo machal, because Ritzono zeh kibudo. That's for covered. Ritzono zeh kibudo. But the Isser of Hakka and Kala would be intact. Whereas if you say that Ha'asher machal kvodo, kvodo machal, he's the bialim, it's covered these two, maybe potentially you might say that, look, he is the bialim on all the special mitzvahs and isurim that apply to him. The father is a regular person. And since he's your father, he took care of you, he has you official chivim towards him. You have Mrs. Kibud, you have Mrs. Mora, you have Mr. Hakka, Mr. Kala. But the father wants to make himself like a regular person. Maybe the father can say, look, klape you, I'm like a regular person. And he's able to mochel on, he's a bialim, he can mochel on these misurim. And maybe, like Chinuch says, ha'am shemochel kvodo, kvodo mochel would apply even to Kavod, and to Mora, and even to Hakka, and to Klala. So that's essentially the shiur. I want to now make a siyum. Little nishat and mother, Allah shalom, on the sechas sota. The last gemara in sota writes a fascinating thing. This is talking about you read the Sadoros, and Mishameis, Rabbi Bakla Nava of Yiras Faith. And Rabbi died, so people who had real Nava, real Yiras Faith, he was the last of the Mohicans. Amar Rav Yosef, Latana, Rav Yosef told Latana, was saying the Mishnah, Latesi Anava, don't mention Anava in this Mishnah. Zika Ana. Don't mention Anava because I'm still here. Rav says, I'm still Anava. So people are very surprised with Gemara. In fact, some of our pronim suggest that Ana was the same of a Chacham. Ika Ana, there's Ana, he's a great Talmud Chacham, he's a great Ana. But that's not the Pashas of the Sugya. The Pashas is that Rav Yosef is saying about himself, but I'm here. And so I'm here, there's still Anava. I'm going to Nachman, Latana, Latasi, Yerasheit, Ika Ana. Nachman said to the Tana, who's studying the Mishnah, Latasi, Yerasheit, Ika Ana, I'm still here, I still have Yerasheit. So it's a bit surprising. You know, what's Pshat? I'm such an Anav. So Rav Kook has a very beautiful interpretation. He claims that, you know, self-esteem is Anav. It's not Gai. Right? Moshe is Anav Mikolodov. He wrote that in the Torah. He knew who he was. Self-esteem is another. Why is self-esteem another? Because the person with self-esteem recognizes that Hashem gave him great kalim, gave him great potential, and he realized that he hasn't fulfilled his potential. Right now we're coming to the second of the Siyum Shas. So I remember last time I was thinking maybe I shouldn't start. I didn't start. Now if I started, I would have done the Shas now. Every person has great potential. I know I could start it. What, half an hour a day. I have great potential, but if we don't live up to our potential. So we recognize our potential, we recognize that we still have so much more to do. You know, I once heard that, I don't know, maybe the doctors can affirm this, but we only use like a 10% of our brain capacity. You know, so we have so much potential. So having healthy self-esteem is anava, recognizing that Kajmar gave us kovos, and we really should use those kovos to the utmost. Right? Low self-esteem is guidance. Why is low self-esteem guidance? Because the person with low self-esteem thinks, so look, I'm really, you know, a gornish. But people think I'm a chashuv, and I have to somehow, you know, pretend to live this, like, you know, a situation where people think I'm something I'm not. That's gaiva. So maybe that's the challenge of the one. Hadron Allah, Rufa, Sikala, Nesachet, Sosh.